The first site is called the Brooker Creek Buffer Addition. It's a 426-acre site owned by the City of Clearwater, and it's located in northwest Hillsborough County off of Patterson Road, and it adjoins our existing Brooker Creek Buffer Preserve, which is also contiguous to roughly 9,500 acres of the Brooker Creek Preserve that's located in Pinellas County. So it kind of all forms one large contiguous natural habitat. The second site is called the Knights Griffin Road site, and it's located kind of in the Thanota Sassa Plant City area of Hillsborough County. The property itself is 269 acres in size, and it represents a lot of different natural habitats that you'll find in Central Florida. Has floodplain wetlands. It also has scrub habitat and also some threatened species on the site, including gopher tortoises and Sherman's fox squirrels. So these are the two sites that have made it through the process, and tonight they will be ranked according to lots of different criteria, including environmental criteria, public interest, and some things like that.
So if these two lands are acquired by your group, what are the plans for them?
Well, as with all of our ELAP sites, we will start with what's called a site management plan, where we look at the overall habitats of the site, the sensitivity of the site, and what level of public access would be compatible with the existing natural resources on the site. Nearly all of our ELAP sites do have public access, in particular for hiking, and I would expect that both of these sites at some point, if they are acquired, would have at the very least hiking and maybe additional activities. But again, as we go through the site management plan process over the next, say, year to year and a half, those kind of issues will be resolved.
And what does the cost look like on acquisitions of this nature?
Well, it's really difficult to tell. We go through an appraisal process with the ELAP program. We typically get two or three appraisals for each site, and we cannot pay more than fair appraised value for a property. So we obviously have to go through that process and make sure that the public is getting the best bang for the buck.
Are there any early projections of what those costs might be?
Right now, there's not.
And I know you guys have had some budget issues in the past. Where does the organization stand right now with funding?
Well, within the ELAP program, we have roughly $9 million remaining out of our first bond issue. Our first bond issue was approximately $59 million.